You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker with this week's rant. Gentlemen, as we all know, more and more women are trying to do a pivot. Yes, you even have black women coming online talking about, oh, we want to have the nuclear family again. Yeah, right. No. There's been far too much media that has been put out by women across the board that a pivot cannot be done. It can't. It will take decades, if not an entire century, to potentially start to right the ship. However, I want to talk about a media that has gone under the radar. Music. Now, I've heard a couple of songs as of late. Granted, they've been put out a few months ago. However, it's the message that is really the most important part of these songs. Now, the first song is called Folded by Kehlani. On the surface, it seems like a breakup song. Basically, I looked at the lyrics. She's talking about having the clothes folded at the door. But it's what she says. It's cold, but it's not frozen outside. Yeah, that would fly over a lot of people's heads. However, that is in fact not a breakup song. It is actually a comeback song. Yeah, she's asking Tyrone to come back. Yeah, ironically, when women actually found that meaning, a lot of women got pissed at that song, which is why they stopped playing it for a while. However, with the change in environment, yeah, a lot of women are trying to change their tune, which we all saw with the whole trad wife attempt at a pivot move. But yeah, men were like, no, that's not going to work. We see what's coming. You guys want us to go back to taking bad deals. No. Now, the other song, it's just straight up blatant. It's called Where Is My Husband by a woman named Ray. I actually watched the video to that song. And guess what? She's chasing a leather jacket wearing Chad. And every time she gets close, he disappears. Yeah, Where Is My Husband? That is absolutely hilarious. But, gentlemen, we all see it. We saw this coming from many, many, many years ago. Eventually, there was going to be a drastic change in the environment to where women were going to have to basically do a 180. But, unfortunately, the trust of men has been so far eroded that more and more men have decided, nope. Even more black men are deciding, you know what? I'd rather just go pay for play. Now, as we all know, the topic of tricking is such a huge conversation in the black community. However, black men are just saying, you know what? I'll just pay for the outcome that I want. There's no point in wasting time trying to pay money and not get what I truly desire, which is why I've always said over the years, hey, be upfront about what you truly desire. If you desire a relationship, hey, go down that path. If you desire pay for play, go down that path. But the one thing you should not do is lie to yourself as a man. Because if you're willing to lie to yourself, you got no chance with the modern woman, because she's going to lie to you all the time. All the time? Yes, all the damn time. But hey, more and more men are literally getting fed up and they are snapping. Oh yeah, more and more men are coming on social media airing out their grievances. And a lot of women, guess what? They can't handle it. Why? Because for the longest time, especially in the older generations, you know, the boomers, a lot of us old Gen Xers, we were on the shut up, suffer in silence, and just take it mentality. However, I can definitely say that was definitely a wrong mentality, because a lot of us should have spoken up. But we were afraid to lose access to the woman, and what did it end up doing to us in the long run? We lost access to the woman any damn way. But yeah, times were different. But hey, you got to learn someday. And more younger men are saying, nope, we're not going to take this. We're not going to take this abuse. We're not going to take this, you know, highway robbery. We're not taking it. If you're not willing to come up off of cheeks or ends, guess what? We got nothing for you. Too many women are out here trying to move like prostitutes. But yet, when they're called prostitutes, oh my God, I can't believe you would say something like that. Nope. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's not a fucking turkey. Too many women are trying to still pull that move. Oh, body count doesn't matter. Things like that don't matter. You should never ask a woman her body count. No, no. Especially with the rise in STDs. Yeah. I've said this many times in the past. The everyday average woman, you have a higher chance of catching an STD than you do with a professional. Personally, that's why I do not deal with the everyday average woman. No, thank you. Mm-mm. And you have women out here who are blatantly admitting, yes, I've been smashed out by 3 to 5 guys in one day. And that's what men have to look forward to? Yeah, no. No, gentlemen, no. You do not want to put your penis in a damn petri dish, which is now, that is exactly what the modern everyday average woman has become, a petri dish. But hey, you know what? If you're gonna go, wrap your Johnson. All right? Wrap it up. But yeah, the environment has changed. Women are trying to adjust to the environment. However, men adapted to the environment way faster. And now a lot of women are definitely going to be left out in the cold. And hey, they brought it upon themselves. Too much misandry has been allowed to fester in this society, and now men are reacting to it. So yeah, ladies, the trust from men is gone. What are you going to do? Or wait, I think most men at this point don't even care. So yeah, ladies, you have definitely screwed up in a myriad of ways. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think about all these attempts at women doing 180s, trying to find themselves a new host to attach themselves to. Yeah, ladies, for a lot of men, no, they've left the plantation and they're going to let it fall under its own weight. Men aren't even trying to burn it down anymore because guess what? Men are holding the line. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.